Daf Bava Med Aleph, a little after the middle of the Amud, V'yoytzim Af Al HaKloyim. At M'chalamoy, they go out Al HaKloyim. So the Gemara asks, V'akloyim B'choyle Shalmoyd Nafkinam? They go out to be Misakin the Kloyim and Chalamoy? V'raminu, I'll ask you a kasha. We learned be'echad ba'odo mashmien ala shkolim that their machriz that Klal Yisrael should be menadim the shkolim in order that he should be able to make the tume from the shkolim in the lishke the tume chadoshe in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the mashmien ala shkolim the people should be menadim the shkolim. Balakloy, that's the zman hachoze. That you should make sure that if kloim is growing, you should be oiker the kloim. Bachemisha also boy, kairin es amagila bekrochim. 15 days in Ador, the kairin le megila. Biyoitzin, and they go out, le kaveit es adrochim. To take away the kaitzim from the drochim. Ule sakein or chayvois. And to be misakin the streets, the lomot hamikvois, and to measure the mikvois, ba'ois in kol tzol chayrabim, u'metaynin es akvores, v'yoytzim al akloim. So we see that this man that they were yoytzim al akloim was not cholamoid pesach, they were already yoytzim al akloim 15 days in Ador. Let us see Rashi. Vakloim b'choylei shalmoid nafkinen v'raminu b'echad b'ador mashmien al hashkolim sheyu Yisrael mevien trumas shkolim b'nissen t'chsi v'chotshoi l'chotshoi ashona chadesh v'aveilei korben mitruma chadosha. That they should bring a new korban from the Truma Chadosh. Bekrochim amukofim chayim mimayish Yeshua binun. Ve'im ves mikvois hamayim shel memso, shechaitit in oisam, that they clean them out min hazevor, shenichnas l'soichen kol yemay saksham. So Rashi asks, why did the Gemara only ask from Kloim? That means there are many other things which it says in our Mishnah which are done Chelamoit, the Tikkun Drochim, the Medidas Mikvois, and the Gemara doesn't ask on that. It was done already a month ago. Afkan Kloim, the Gemara asked the Kasha, was already done a month ago. So Rashi says, V'haida loy porich nami b'gemore, Ashar masnisin, de toni mesaknin hadrochim, bochoyves bochoyli shomoy, bohoche tone betesvor bo'odel. Our Mishnah says it's a month earlier. Bishum de la pirchehu, because that is not a kasha whatsoever. Bidinu de mesaknulu treizimni. We're mesakin it 2 times. Tchimisken betesvor bo'odel, if they fix the drochim. In Tesvah, 15 days another, Osik Shomim and Mekalkalalahu. So it rained, and then whatever was accomplished becomes ruined. Vahotri Mesaknu B'chayli Shomayit. So we're Mesakn it again. So that's no kashe. Avol HaKloim, given the Okrulu, the Gamri B'misha Osa B'odor, but Kloim, the Tikkun of Kloim, if they were Oike the Kloim, Chemisha Osa B'odor, lomali lamefik by bechayli shalmoit. Then you name the, if it was nekar, it's nekar, so it doesn't grow again. Lahochi kami boy. So that's why the Gemara asked on kloim. Kloim, there is no need to be yoytze on the kloim. That is the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yisi Berchanine. So both of them said tirutzim. Chad oma kan bebocher kan beofel. אחד אומר, כאן בזרועים, כאן בירוקס. Let us see Rashi. כאן בבוחר, כאן באופל. על הבחירייס, on the tour which starts growing early, יועצים בתסבו ובאודו. And on that tour, it is nicker already, תסבו ובאודו, if cloyum is growing, so whatever they see, they're oikeret. Ala feilais, but there's other tvua which it takes, they start coming out later. So then b'chaylei shal moyed the Pesach. Another teretz is bizroim ala tvua yoitzim b'tesvo ba'odo shekoid mele yirokis. And yirokis you go and chalamoyed. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan. Loishanu elo she'ein nitzon nikel. That what we gave zmanim, we gave two zmanim, to be yaitze ala kloim, tesvov adorim, tesvov, and chalamoit pesach, tezayin, starting from tezayin nissen, loishanu she'ein nitzon nikel, that we don't have a zman, that the giddel of the kloim is nikel from before. Avol nitzon niker, but if, I mean, so if it's, if in the previous month, let us say for practical purposes that, let's say that 2 weeks before, the nitzon is niker of the kloim. That means, so you don't have to wait till tesvov ador. You could do this 2 weeks earlier. Avol nitzon niker, if it is niker, let us say 2 weeks before, so then Yaitzin Aleyim. So then Yaitzin Aleyim before. He says, so these manim that were given because normally it's nicker, the Gidel HaKloim, more or less in these manim. But if we have a year that the Gidel HaKloim will be nicker a zman before, so then the Yaitzim is on the previous month. Fragt die Gemara, Meishno b'choylei shel moyed nafkina. So now the Gemara asks, why do you go out on cholamoyed? So l'choyre, what's the kasha? When should you go out? Should you go out earlier? No, earlier it's l'choyre was speaking about that ain nitza nika. So Rashi in the Ksav Yad says Pshat as follows. Lifku lifnei hamoyed beiz oy gimel yomim mishas honeit hatvua. That means to it, it's zicher that what the Gemara said nitzon nikir, it does not mean two or three days before. That means a week before, 2 weeks before, then they this man was nishtane to 2 weeks before. But if that is zicher, that the nates did not come out dafke tezayin nissen or tezvov ador. It was zicher a 2 or 3 day period that before it came out. And they put it to this day. So the Gemara asks, so Maishna Bakhile Shall Moyed in Afkina, so why would they boycha Fakel Khalamoid Lakhire? We have more important things to do. So make it before Pesach. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Schar Pule the Moisli Gabo. A very interesting teretz. That's true. We could make it a few days before. But you have to know the prices that workers take a few days before Pesach is much more expensive than the prices they take in Chol HaMoed. Because a few days before Pesach, they're working. So if you want to, a worker should give up his work and go and to go to the fields and to be Eikah the Kloim, so it has to be worthwhile for him. So it'd be very expensive to hire workers before Chol HaMoed. But Chol HaMoed, Chalamoy, no one is working. No one is working. So Memele, so if you're offering him a job now, and it's permissible to do it, and it's a shod the geld, medavtoch, can make money chalamoy, it's, lav b'chol yoyim mischami milse. So they were able to hire workers for a cheaper price. So therefore, they waited till chalamoy. What does Rashi say? Mishum schapura to meizli gabon, kloima. You can hire in Chalamoid, you can hire workers very cheap. They're not oisik b'malocha. So memele, so you can get them cheap. Omar Rav Zvid, v'iteimo Rav Misharshie, shma mino ki yevinolu schar mitrumes alishki yevinolu. So if we're mahadar, that it should be done dafke in chalamoid, because that it shouldn't be too expensive, so it's a raya that the Tumas Alishka is footing the bill, and we'll see, so if the Tumas Alishka is footing the bill, so then you have to make sure to be mamayit the bill as much as possible. We have to be chas ad moment gavoya. The isal kedai toch miditu yevinalu. If you'll say that the bailam of the fields have to pay for it, my nafkelon minayu. So why is it so important to us to make sure that they should be able to save money? Kol kama de bo litinlo, whatever the work is asked for. That means if it wouldn't be that Hegdish is paying for the bill, we wouldn't be mahadu that it should be dafke and chalamoy. It's more expensive, so let them pay for it. Let us see Rashi. Shma mino mida oskinen liske poyalim bezoil. Yevina lu schiris le poyalim the botli kloim, the poyalim who amavato the kloim, like the kloim, so it comes from the Tumas Alishka. This alkadai tech midi to the balabayis. If the money is coming from the balabayis, shabinalu. Amai yoitzin lahochi. B'choyri shabay bishum schar pu'ula. So why should they go out chalamoy? Als the schar pu'ula. Levat lebechozman. Let them be oikad the kloim enizman. Avagam velekis schar pu'ula bezel. Even though it will not be cheap. The chol made boy, whatever they ask, leisiv lo, let them pay them. Elamitrumes alishke yevinelu. So we see from this that we pay them from the demetrumes alishke. Chol kama demotzina letzamtzim mois the hegdish of dina. If it's mois hegdish, so one should be metzamtzim that hegdish should not have to pay too much. Let us see Taisvis. Bakloim b'choylei shal moed nafkinon. That was the Gemara's kasha. We go out before. B'mishneh perashnu my time elemakshe alinach. Do we have the same problem here? It says we go out on the drochim and on the mikvois, and the Mishneh says that they went out before on Tespovado. B'shal mi makshe mitzaynim ala kvores. V'loy kvar tzaynu, the Yishama yesk, and mitzaynin al kvors, v'ay mitzaynin cholamoyt, v'metaretz kegoyin she yora tshetef mayim shol kshomim v'shotfu. That means the sid, which was used as a tzin, was not the rainproof, so if they had a strong rain, so whatever was done, it got ruined. V'tesvav k'irin es ha-megillah, ha-vimotze l'meimah, l'misne b'yudalit boy. We could have said that yudalit is k'irin es ha-megillah. Not talking about the book of Chaymah, so it's yudalit. Elo mishim t'tesvav z'man d'dvorim ha-cheirimu, k'inim esaknes ha-dochiman to tell us all the things that are done t'tesvav, so he throws in the k'irin es-megillah of the Mekofis Chaymah. The Moisli Gabon, So the Gemara says that they were boicher chalamoid because they'll give us a cheaper price. The man the omar lekamon schar pu'ule she'ein loy ma'yoichol shoy. So now Tosfos is trying to figure out b'chlal one is not permitted to take schiris on a pula and malachi does chalamoy. So Tosfos says l'man di omar lekamon schar pu'ule she'ein loy ma'yoichol shoy. A person who does not have enough for eating purposes, so he's allowed to take schiris for his work in chalamoy. Niche sheyichaylam liknu schavam. They're ones that are permitted to take the schar, bechla what they did. They're permitted to work for schar. So memele, salkaponim, we want to hire them in an opportune time when the schar will not be too high. A laman the omar also, but there's a man the omar that says that they're also not permitted to take schiris. Lo yodinon heichen yiskiru pa'alim b'moyit. So how do you rent pa'alim b'moyit? It has to be done for free. V'shemo yesh loyma dahani de mitzvahs itil. So Tosfos is mechadish. Achidish din lahalochem. That even though a person is not permitted to take schiris for meleches chalamoy, but if it was a meleches mitzvah, so then it is permissible. The bir aloch in simen takmen dalet brings down the machlokes, the machzis hashek on the prima godim. What is the din? Not by meleches mitzvah, by tzolchei harabim. All the din misakten es adrochem. What is the din? If they do it, are they permitted to get paid? The machzis hashekel holds that it is also. Fakel Tosfos says dafke meleches mitzvah. So when Megodim says tzorche rabim is also a tzorich mitzvah. It's also called a tzorich mitzvah. We heard the Gemara before that if Bezin was not misaken the drochim and so kol damim shenishpuchu shomal aleim akosipilim shofchum tamaleim voyelecho damim vakel, so all the accidents that could occur without tikkun drochim, so Bezin is responsible for it. So this is also called a tzorech mitzvah. That's what the Prima Godim says. Somehow the Machzis Shekel holds that it doesn't get it in a tzorech mitzvah. The Bir Halacha wants to bring a raya to the Prima Godim. He wants to say the pashtus of the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah included? And the dvorim hayyotzim b'chalamoyit, the yotzim al akloyim, and it says the other in yonim, so it would seem that they're similar. And just like by kloyim, the din is that one is permitted to take schiris, so who are din on the other in yonim. Then the Bir Halacha says a practical thing, mi yirtze lasos tzorchei rabim b'lo yischar. He says, he doesn't understand. He says, you think you'll get anything done without paying for it? So memele, so he, that's why he's mitzaded like the Prima Godim. Mitrumas halishka, ein lahakshei se'is behen mi'ila. This is momen shel hekdesh. Leiv Bezin Masna Alayu, that means when Bezin was mekabel the money, so Bezin was Masna, the Tzolche, that if there'll be a need, that this money should be used for Tzolche Rabim, so it can be used for Tzolche Rabim. Beg Basra de Ksubesike Milituve, Shen Neutlin Schoron Mitruma Salishka. Zogte Gemorre weiter. The ad kamo. What does that mean? Havikloyim the chayiv levatloy. how much we're speaking about that a person planted tvua, and we see that this growing kloyim. Now, poshet, this was done unintentionally. Somehow the seeds of the tvua, there was mixed up other types of seeds, and that's how this kloyim came out. So, va'at kamo, so how have kloyim the chayiv levatloy. So, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Oise Shoshanino Tolso Sheyesh Bo Roiva Zera Bibinacha Yemayit. So Rashi says, Roiva Hakav Echod Michov Dalet Beso. So that means if there is 1/24 of the, now the Poshet, this is speaking about, Poshet, this is speaking about, if a person has Zroim, which as yet he didn't plant, is Kol So Sheyesh Bo Roiva Zera Miminacha Yemayit. So a person, before he plants it, he should be memayit the shear, which will make kloyim, and make it less than 1/24. Let us see Taisvis. Sheyesh bo roiva perish. Ksheroitze lizroya. He wants to plant something, and he looking at the seeds, he sees that there is a mixture of other types of seeds. So how do I know that this is speaking about before planting? The Haktoni Sefer Rabbi Yosi Omer Yover. Rabbi Yosi holds it is not sufficient to be memayit, that if you make sure that there's less than 1/24 of foreign seeds in the mixture, it's sufficient. You have to put it through a sieve and make sure that it's completely taken out. So you see that this din is speaking about before the zriya. If it's shaykh that you could sieve the seeds in order to be boirer and to be mesalik the seeds which are making kloyim. So this din, what our Gemara is asking about when it's planted already. And our Gemara is asking how much has to be nekar from the field. So our Gemara brings down this din. Now this din is speaking about before they planted it. So Taisvi says, Mi bishmaitin da'ayri benizra kva, yesh loymal deloy pligi. That means, so the, it's on Taisvi Sarosh, that means we hear a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi, how much we have to be misalik, how much of the kloyim we have to be misalik. The Tanakama says, Yemayit, you should make it less than 1/24. There's 1/25 of the Taruvis, so that's sufficient. Rabbi Yosi holds that you have to be misalik completely, these zroim which make kloyim. So Taisvi says, Yeshloimar, the loy pligi, that there's no difference. There's no difference there's no difference between after it was planted and before it was planted. That means they all have the same din. That according to the Kama, it's Mamayit. And according to Rabbi Yosi, the din will be, have to be Oiker, all the Minim. The Taisus HaRosh brings down from the Raivit. He says he doesn't understand what is pshat the Tanakama Yemayit, so it's less, it's a psalm, it's a psalm, Sabadna Shir, it's 124th is Asa, 125th is Mutta. It's Madna numbers. What's the magic number of 125th? He said, Alachaira, if this Klayim, so it should be Asa HaKolshu. I mean, the Loch is by Klay B'godim Metzichazai. One is a Beged Shaltzema, there'll be one Chut of Pishtan, so the whole thing becomes Klayim. So why is he different? So the Ravid says, "Efshar she'ein shem klayim ella ala tahuvois hayodua v'haniker." It seems by klay Yisroim, it is only called klay Yisroim if you have a tahuvis that is yodua and niker. So 124th al kaponim, it seems that that's a teruvis ayedua v'nikir, and less than that is that's not called a teruvis ayedua v'nikir, so it doesn't fall into the category of klay Yisroim. Now agavuche klay Yisroim, the halacha is that even though one is not permitted to plant klay Yisroim, if it was planted, it's mutter. But that will understand the Gemara further. Fragt die Gemorre, der Reuwe Rashi says, der Reuwe Kavech und ich auf Dalet Beso. Hochi Goresh Yemayit, Shim Zora Reuwe Kav, Yemaatenu, Ishibi Memayit, make it less than 124th via Kreno. Fragt die Gemorre, Vosanye, Iskinu, Shim Afkirin, Kol Asode Kula. We learned a different Barai, so that's not the Seder. The Seder is not that we kasha the field by making it 125th. We're mafka the whole field. So the Gemara says, loy kasha. Kan koidim takone, kan la'acha takone. There were different zmanim. There was a zman that before the takone, then the whole purpose of the yaitzim ala kloyim was to just make the field kosher, and afterwards, now they're mafka the field very if there is kloy. The sanya we learned in a baraisa, berishayna hoyu oikrim umashlichim lifnei behenta. The beginning, the shluchei bezn went, they were oikah the kloy, mashlichim lifnei behenta, behoyu balibatim smechem shtei simchis. The balabatim were molly simche, acha shemenachshim lem, so they say. By being oike the kloim, so there's more place for the tvua to grow. Acha shemashlichim lefnei behemton, and the fakel, they're mashlichim lefnei behemton, so they were mamish molly simche, zochu malachtam nasa idei acherin. Wonderful. I mean, let us just remember one thing. There was machizen ala kloim. The achoze was not to spread out a red carpet for the shluchei bezin to do it. The achoze was you should take care of it, but they didn't take care of it, and the shluchim came and such a wonderful job, so they knew what to do the next time. They were moli simche. So bezin saw that offering their services is not accomplishing what should be done. So Memele, so they said as follows, Iskinu shi oikrin umashlichen ala drochem. Now we'll show them that, so they were oikrin umashlichen ala drochem. Vadaim o yismeichem simcha gdoyle, shemenachshim so they say, fakert, I mean, you can't have everything for free, but al kaponim, this is also a gewunschene zach that, that the nichush is being taken care of by shluchei bezin. His kino, so then bezin got down to business. If that's your attitude, she mafkirin kol aso de kula. So this, the ritva says this was a knas. Konsu oisom shloi his kino kshechizo. That means the hachozo was meant that you should take care of it yourself. If you don't take care of it, so bezin will make sure that it'll be taken care of, but you won't appreciate it, that they were mafkir. The field does not mean the field. It means they were mafkir, the tvua that grew on the field. That, al kaponim, that was taken away from them. Let us see Rashi. Vosanye kol asode kule bat amret yemayit shemenachshim sodeiseyem shluchei bezn mishalohem shenoit lamakloim me'elo misnachesh, that becomes the Yisroin is taken away from that field. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Moishchin es hamayin me'ilon le'ilon, ubilvad shelo yashke es kol asod. Moishchin hamayin me'ilon le'ilon, Tahave kisod beis ashlochim, that the ilonis, the tzolche ilonis, let us just, the loshen muki yosef, that's of me is a little clearer. Perish. Sheoisen soviv ho ilon chafirois. They make indentations around the ilon. Lemalis oison mayim, and they made chafirais, and then they in the aimbas that teirchal belases charit shimshichu boy hamayim meilon leilon. That's how this was done. They made chafirais. Nacharitz from one ilon to the other ilon. So Rashi says, why is this permissible? So Rashi here says, this is not like we'll see soon Rashi on the Rif, but Rashi here says, the havik is so the base hashlochem, the pseida yiseira ike. Here, this is a hefsid merube. That means the lonais need the water. So we are speaking about that which is growing in the sode, demison, there's not a, no pseide, I feel if you won't be mashke, it'll be a halvoche, it'll grow quicker, but it won't be a pseide. The Ilonis, it seems, the Ilonis do need the water, and if the Ilonis won't get the water, so it will be upside. So therefore, so the Hashkoes Ilonis has a din of a base Hashlochim, which is called the upside Yisere, so this is permissible in Chalamayit. Hashenke in the whole Sode, since in Yisod, the Sode is a base Habal, so therefore, that is not permitted. That's what Rashi says over here. Rashi, we mentioned Rashi in the Rif. Rashi says, Moishchen es hamayim, shetachas ilon zel ilonach, afel gav behave halvoche. Rashi says, klar the Rif, it is not a pseide, it's halvoche. Doleke tirche v'loy midi. So there Rashi says, because there was no tirche whatsoever. No tirches afilu tzeirech halvoche is permissible. So we hear by Amachleikis Rashi in the Mishnah and Rashi on the Riv. Hakaponim, let us go to where Rashi learns here on the Mishnah. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was only matter b'mokim pseide. Another halvoche, zroim sheloi shosu lifnei hamoyit. Lo yashke b'moyit. Lo yashke b'moyit. Zroim shloi shosu lifnei hamoyit. Shloi hoyu melomodem lishm tois tomid lifnei hamoyit. Lo yashkeim b'moyit. Ta hoyu bnei mashke lohu tode lifnei hamoyit. Since the zroim were not, they did not get a hashko kiseide lifnei hamoyit, lo yhavu le pseide ilay mashke lohu b'moyit. I saw there's a Sefer Eretz Tzvi, a Pirish on Matzeves Moishem. So he says, what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us a Issa. Roim shloisha so lifnei hamoyed lo yashke b'moyed. So he says, so we should say that the Sefer is speaking about a beis hashlochem. Now, a beis hashlochem, the Reish is telling us that a beis habal is also, b'vash lo yashke skol also, the beis habal is also. Moishchen and Samayim is telling us the heter because this says the din of a beis hashlochem. Now here it is telling us an issa zroim sheloi shosu. So lachera, this is coming to tell us that even though we learned in the first Mishnah that a beis hashlochem is mutter, but that is davke zroim sheshosu. But zroim sheloi shosu lifnei amoyed. If it came out for some reason that they were not mashke d'zroim lifnei hamoyed, so memele is layashkin b'moyed, the hoyel v'loy mashke lu todel lifnei hamoyed, by havele pseidel mashke lu b'moyed, even though it's a beis hashlochim, but since it became the giddel of the zroim, it became already mulgul to grow without a hashkot tedira. So memele, so if it won't be todir and chalamoid, so it won't make a hefset. So Luchay wants to say that this is speaking, since the Mishnah is telling us an issa, so it's telling us an issa on what I hear a heter already. I hear a heter on a beis hashlochim, but if it was loisho, so lifnei amoid, loyashkin bemoid. V'chachomim matirim boze uboze lahashkes eskol asode kule. So that's a beis habal. Lahashkes b'moyed zroim sholei shosu lifnei hamoyed. V'hai chachomim haynu rameya do'omar le'el v'hiran dav beis mashkem imenu afilu sode beis habal. We hear that one is permitted to be mashke sode beis habal. That's with the Shitas Ramei, that you don't need Hefzit, Afilu Lotzer Chavoche is also permissible. So Memele, so that's the Chachamim. So Ablaz Ben Yaakov said, only B'mokim Seid is Mutter. That's why Moishchen is Hamayim Ilon Le'ilon, which is Abbeis HaShlochem. And Davki Zroim, and Zroim Shaloi Shosol, if Ne'amoyed, will also be Yosol, because it's not a Pseid. Chomim Mamata, you don't need Pseid. Avoche is also permissible. And that is Rameya on that base. Omar of Yehuda, im hoiso soda mitunenes muta. If it was a soda mitunenes, so it's muta. Omar of Yehuda, hoda Omar abelozo, Avoloyashke es asode kula. Abulozer had said that one should not be mashke es asode kula. The first din, asode habal, he should not be mashke. Avolim hoise soda mitunenes. Lacho, it was a soda lach. The yovsho, and now it's dried up. Mutter lahashkoiso. So then one is permitted to be mashke this day habal. Avogam bavisode beis habal. The kiv in the havi lachav hashto, since it was very moist, iloi mashke lo have pseide yeseira. He won't be mashke, so this will be a pseide yeseira. He's a beis habal, there's only halvoche. But if it was moist before, now it's right up, it will be a pseide yeseir. He wants to say, we see the Goyim brings down from the Tur, and the Mukhe Yosef, But they learned that this is speaking about Ezroim Shalai Shasu. But it's going on a base Hashlochim. It's going on a base Hashlochim. That what we said, a base Hashlochim is Mutter. That's Tavke, if it was Shasu Lifnei Amoit. But if it's Loi Shasu, we don't have a heta of base Hashlochim. So here Rabbi Yehuda says that but if it was metunenes by a beis hashlochem, we do have the heter of beis hashlochem. That's how they learn. So it comes out according to them, the heter of Rabbi Yehuda is only by a beis hashlochem. Rashi Lamaise learns it's a bigger heter. It's a heter of filo by a beis habal. But if it was by a beis habal, it is also mutter if it was metunenes. Nachamol Amar Rav Yehuda im hoisa sode metunenes mutter. So we have a machlokes harishonim. Rashlin is going on a beis habal, and the Mekiyosef is learning it's going on a beis hashlochem. That was lehishkelo mitchila. Tanya nami hochi. Shamru also lahashkoisam bemoit. Lai amru elo bizroim shaloi shosu milifne hamoit. When they said also lahashkoisai bemoit, they only said elo bizroim shaloi shosu milifne hamoit. Abozroim sheshosu lifne hamoit. Mutter lahashkoisam bemoit. So the Eretz Zvi Taines, according to our Gilse, this is L'chayre Amayre de Keraye to Rashi. What does the Baraisa say? K'sh'omru osu lahashkoysom b'moyd. When did they say osu lahashkoysom? We had in the first Mishnah, here in the first Mishnah, maskin beis hashlochim. You maskin beis hashlochim, but you're not maskin a beis habal. That's what the Mishnah says. So lechere, so the Baraisa is going as follows. Kshomru osu lahashkoisan b'moyed. When they said osu lahashkoisan b'moyed, loyomru ela bizroim shleishosu milifne hamoyed. So the only said beis roim shloi shosu milifnei amoyed. So then a beis habal is also avos roim sheshosu lifnei amoyed. It's mutal ashkoisim b'moyed. Ve'im hoisa soda mitunenes. Now again we're going on a beis habal. Ve'im hoisa soda mitunenes is mutal. So we see klor. The pashtus loshen habaraisa, that the baraisa is speaking about a beis habal, but the Rashi said, but the nenis is coming to be matar afilu a beis habal. That's what the Sefer Eretz Zvi says. Now he asks Akasha, which he blies by a tzorch Ian, so he says that he got into very hot water though. He says like this, the reisha lochayre, the Mishnah is speaking about a soda beis hashlochim. That was his cheshbon, because the Mishnah says, Zroim shaloi shosul of ne'amoyed lo yashkein b'moyed. The Mishnah is coming to tell us an issa. So it seems that something we knew a heter of loy shosu, it's osa. So lochayre the Mishnah speaking is telling us that a beis hashlochim, if it was loy shosul if ne'amoyed, so then it is also to be mashka beis hashlochim. So when is it mutter to be mashka beis hashlochim? If it was shosu lifnei hamoyed. What does the Baraisa tell us? The Baraisa tells us, when did they say it's also to be mashka b'moyed? That's speaking about a beis habal. If it's roim shaloi shosu. Avos roim sheshosu lifnei hamoyed mutter lashkoisim b'moyed. So now the Baraisa is coming to tell us that a beis habal is mutter if it was shosu. So it comes out,
A beis ha-shlochem is also if it's loishoso, beis ha-baal is muta if it's shoso, so it comes out, there's no difference between a beis ha-baal and a beis ha-shlochem. And that's a shrek, because the first Mishnah differentiates between a beis ha-baal and a beis ha-shlochem. But al-kaponim, l'chayr, according to Rashi, that's a Rashi loim shat. Rashi learned that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a beis ha-baal. That's a Rashi learned, and that's the pashtus of this baraisa, like Rashi. So that the Rabbi Yehuda said a beis ha-baal is muta by metunenes. And the baraisa says, who adinif who was shosu lifnei amoyit, so also a beis ha-baal is muta. So Lucheri Tainis, the mashmois of the Gemara, according to this girsa that we have, is very mashma like Rashi. Ve'ein mashkin sode grid b'moyed. One is not permitted to be mashka sode grid b'moyed. What is a sode grid? Yevesha me oilom. She'ein tzorich lahashkoiso. It's a very dry field. It's always a dry field. So then, that's how, so it seems that is not a chasoron, and that's a field. The field grows, it's a dry field. So then, she'ein tzorich lahashkoiso. V'chachomim matirim bozeh u'bozeh. Rashi says, bozer, bozer, besod de gorit, they were matter asod de gorit, that means even though there's no pseide, ubezroim shaloi shosu lifnei hamoid, it's also l'cheir that's a stay about that was loi shosu, so also there's no pseide, is the chachomim were matter. So l'chayr, the chachomim, which are matter over here, that's like our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds when there's no pseidah, there's also b'vart shlo yashkes kol asodes. In zroim shlo yishosu lifnei amoyed, afilo by beis ha-shlochem lo yashkem b'moyed, because there's no pseidah. The chachomim were matter, afilo there's no pseidah. So l'chayr, these chachomim are the chachomim of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and their mechadish, you don't need pseida. A filo, there's no pseida. It's also mutter. Omar Ravine. So now Ravine is going on these chachomim. Shma mino. Since the chachomim hold that a filo with Arab pseida, it is also permitted hashko. And we'll see why. So what do we accomplish with Ashko? That we're magdim the gidol aperis, that it shouldn't come out later, it should come out earlier. So hay tarbitze. So if you have a garden, shari le tarbutze bechoyle demayado. So you'll be permitted to sprinkle on it in chalamoy. So the gorid, my time, why is a so the gorid permitted? The afeile mashvilo chelfo, that means, that what do you accomplish in a so the gorid? The so the gorid is not said. No, you accomplish that it will come earlier. Achinami afeile mashvilo chelfo. See, also the same thing. So this will be permitted.
That's in Achamul Omar Rabin Ishmami, no, that you can learn out, Hay Tarbitze, Shoyle Tarbutze, Bechoyle Demayado. That Agina, you're permitted to sprinkle with water, Chalamoy. So you learn out from Sodegorid, my time, Dafe, Lamash, Vilochel, from that if it was, you're allowed to make by being mashkit. You're making that the tvu, which would have come out later, comes out earlier. And I'm yafil amash v'lo chel. Zodasi Rashi, tabitza gine, shori li tabutze li zalef ole homay. Afal gav, the lek of seide. Li tabutze is lahashkes. Loshen ein mechabdin ve ein malbitzim. Aino ashkoa pulte, this is a, you're sprinkling it, not too much. Kadesh yeitz ayirokis. Chlemaforish beidach bereisel lekame. That also speaks about abots. It means also not too much. Umashkin aino ashkoa gemure shal beis ashlochim. So Rashi translates the difference between malbitz and the mashkin. Afle l'shav yechelf, the leke pseide, v'afilochi shoy l'ashko iso, kach l'ashbich, ochanami begine malbitzi. So, before we see Taisvis, the Keren Eire says that, number one, if Ravine derived his aloche from a sodegorit, the Chachamim hold, Matirim Bazeh Bazeh, allowed to be Mashke the Sode. And you're allowed to be Mashke the Sode for this Tzorech, to the Afla Mashvelo Chelfa, you're allowed to make that it should come out earlier. So Hashko is Mutter. So he says, so that, what he said here, Mabitzin, I mean, if I'm learning out from a Sode Gorid, and there, Hashko is Mutter. So we see Hashko, you don't need B'makim Seder. Hashko is Mutter, period. So why do you say, here my beats in? So the Keren Eire says, because that's what it needs. You don't need me. He's telling you, practically, you don't need more than my beats in. But not halachically, Tachka Habotze is Mutter, and Hashko is also. That's one you saw, the Keren Eire says. Another thing, the Keren Eire is Moira. He says he doesn't understand, according to Rashi, what did Ravine see in this Baraisa? He saw in this Baraisa that the Chachamim were matter, afilu, shalei b'mokim seide. So he says, so why didn't he bring a raya from the Mishnah? Why didn't he bring a raya from the Baraisa? The Mishnah also, we had the Bavach Layashkes Kolasodin and Zroim Shloshoslov Nemoid Layashkin, but Moid Chomim Matirim Bezer Bezer, so Rashi said, because Vashkes also the Vashkin Moid Zroim Shloshoslov Hamen Rameya. So, I mean, so, why, Lochere, that's a starke Haore, why did Ravine bring a raya from the Baraisa, Shmami No, I mean, Lochere, he can bring the Rai from the Mishnah also, the Chachamim. You pass him like the Chachamim, not the Blessed Ben Yaakov, so finish. So you can bring the Rai from the Mishnah. Why did he have to bring the Rai from a Sode Gorid? That's his Oran Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Be'in Mashkin Sode Gorid, Perish Beis Habal, Lefishu Rogel Liyes Yovish, Be'gorid Be'dalet. V'chein perish ba'oruch. V'b'tais v'sarav b'reish k'may chamre migrer gorer. So chamre migre gorer means that it's moishech, it gives him an appetite. So what's the zustel to asode gorer? So others say, ayidei yavshusoi rogil limshech eilov mekshamim harbe. That means that since Betevet is a dry field, so when it rains, it seems it absorbs and it stores a lot of rain, And it's moishach a lot of rain in it, so mamela, so whenever it needs it, there's stored up rain in it, and things can grow, so there's no hefsid, afili in that mashk. V'chachomim matirim bozeh o bozeh, v'hani trei plukte de v'hach barais, haino keim plukte b'masnis, it's mamish came out the same thing. These are tziyurim that there's no hefsid. But Tanikam Bedahocha, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Lecher de Chachamim. Ardui Rashi said, that's Rameya. Rameya was Matar, afilu, without a hefset. Shari le Talbutze, Bekoshe, so Taisus asks on Rashi, a Kaimulon, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kav v'Noki. So Memele, where Rashi says, Ravina learned from the Chachomim. The Chachomim amata without a hefset. Abo Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kav v'Noki. We should pass Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. By Diksha B'Taisvis, the Ravina Gufa the Omalel, we hear in Dav Dalid, Madlin Yerokes Kedei La'ochlon. One is permitted to water Yerokes. If the whole intention is he wants to eat them in Chalamoid, so Memela, that they were matter. Avole Yafoisen Osa, Alme Havoche Osa. And here we say Havoche is Mutter. V'tirets, you have to know if Yafoisam is the same like, here we're talking about something else, the Afla Mashvel Eichalf, it's a different Indian, it's not Samzeli Yafoisam. Alma Avocha Osa, v'tirets, so Taisva says, the Talbitza Eino Ki'im Ashko Pulte. So L'chayre Taisva is Chaylakan Rashi. That Tabit is only Ashkoput, Lafize, Nire, the Hochi Perusha. Hai Tabitze, Shori, le Tabutze, Afila Rabbalaz ben Yaakov. That's what he's saying. He's saying that he's saying Allah, and that he's bringing up the Chiheich, the Afila Koint Rabbalaz ben Yaakov. That Asos, Sodegori, that is awesome. That is Davke, they're speaking about a full hashko. Oba, hai talbitze shori le tabutz, afil abalaz ben Yaakov. Hei chidi shori rabona. Just like the rabona was shori afle le shov yichalfo. He says, that soirech, they were matter. Is gam rabbeleza ben Yaakov yater gam kein hashko pute. So he'll be matar hashko pute. Perhaps we can understand this thesis he once mentioned, the Ravid, that the Ravid says that the tirche was measured with the hefsid. That means if the hefsid is less than the tirche, they asel. So could be that's the, I mean, that is the dimion of Ravine. I mean, Ravine is saying a cheshben over here. Ravine is saying, we see from the Chachomim, it is an inyan take from, to make the afla mashvil achalfa. Now they were matir, afilu with a tircha of ashko. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov asa? Because he held that the tzairach is not shokul kineged the tirche. But he said, but if there'll be a smaller tirche, there'll be only a harbotze, so then the fellow according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will be mutter. One mahalach. Second mahalach, Hashem sovar ki Rabbi Elazar bahashko, upolig barbotze. Maybe this is not, he's paskening like this. That means he's, the Rabbi Elazar taka said everything. The Chumim were matter everything. And he says, what's the Shmamina? That's his Achor. Loshen Shmamina is not too clear if it's his Achor. It's not for many of them. But he holds up his Hashem is over Kabbalah Bashko, Polik Barbots. He's Chaylik Kabbalah Ben Yaakov Barbots. He paskins like the Chachamim by Barbots. The Yesh Meforshim, the Plukte, the Soda Grid, Lav Hainu Plukte, the Masnisin, the Mayri Bor, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Chachom. That means, the Soda Grid, we hear in the Mishnah, you have to be Mashke the whole Soda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, by Soda Baal, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Asel, the Chachom and Mamat. Now that, so we see this, you say this to Kemach Loikis, Shaloi Bemokim Pseide is as Hashko Mutter. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held no, and the Chachamim held yes. Now in this Machlokes we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's our Mishnah. But now, Sodegrid, the Plukta the Sodegrid, Lav Haina Plukta the Maslis, the Meir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Chachamim. Upligi, this is a different machloikis. Ba'afla leshav yechalfam. Here there's a machloikis. Is one permitted to make the tfuah, which normally would come out later, to come out earlier? Tanikama choshev lehalvoche ba'os. The Tanikama holds that this is halvoche. And halvoche is also, yeah. So the Tanis said, yeah, the Rabbonon Sovri, the Lav Hainu Avoche. This is not Avoche. Why isn't it Avoche? The Yesh Oyev Yoyser Aflo. That means Aflo, others like Aflo, a Tvue, or that comes out later, is more Choshev. The Yu Nigmorim Yoyser, Umavisholim Betoyim. That means the longer it takes for it to develop, so the more choshev the machol is, the fruit is, the tvu is. Now, we have to understand two things. Number one, pshat and taisvis. Number two, the lomdus and taisvis. Pshat and taisvis is that taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis wants to fa'em for the kasha. We have to paskna to blazer binyak. So taisvis says, sure, we paskna blazer binyak. But taisvis says as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held Havoche is also. He held Havoche is also. And that we passed on to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That was the Mechlekes of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachomim. And we passed on to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that Havoche is also. So Taisa says, but this Mechlekes by Sada Gorid is not a Mechlekes is Havoche or Havoche Mutter. No. The Mechlekes is Aflo, the Nase, Mashvilo, Chalfo, is this Havoche, yes or no? The Tanakamo, this is Halvoche. This is Halvoche. Now, I pass on to Blazer Ben Yaakov that Halvoche is also. You're not allowed to be Mashkel Litzerich Halvoche. The Chachamim hold, this is not Halvoche. Why isn't this Halvoche? It's Halvoche. If I count it's better to let it develop fully. Let it come out later. So this is not a Halvoche. So, Mamele, here, I feel that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Maida. This is the Pshat in Taisvis. The Lomdus in Taisvis is difficult to understand. I mean, good, it's not Havoch. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was Mata Pseid. Pseid it isn't. Havoch it also isn't. So why is it Mutter? I mean, the Pshat is Havoch is also. The Isser is. The only Mata B'mokim Pseid. So here there's no Pseid, so why should it be Mutter? This kasha, the Matzevus Moshe asks. He says, Matzevus Moshe wants to say that a person will be mashke, a field, without halvoche. He says, that's a milsad loishchiche. So why are you doing it? Halvoche you won't get. Pseide, there's no pseide side by side. So it's a milsad loishchiche. You want grad that should come out earlier, but so he said, this is a milsad loy shchiche. So he wants to say, a milsad loy shchiche like gozal bo rabbonon, and that is why they were matter, they were matter to asod gorid, because this is not halvoch. That's what the Metzavis Moshe wants to say, Pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Goranandel Pshat, the whole Gemara. Omar Ravine, Shmamino Hai Tarbitze, what does Tarbitze mean? Not where Rashi says it means a gine. Perish Sode She'ein Zorua Adayim. It means a field which was Bechlau, they didn't see the field yet. No Shekvar Hishkuhu Koidem. That means they were mashke the field before there was a ray in the field. Muter lashkoisoi b'moyet lezoiroi acher hamoyet. So you're permitted to be mashke in chalamoyet, to be zereya acher hamoyet. Now what are you accomplishing with this zriye? Why did Rabin hold that this is muter? The sover lo k'rabeleze ben yake, the omar, Zroim sheshosu lifnei hamoid. That Zroim sheshosu lifnei hamoid is a pseide.
if you will not be shaysa further, in the mayit it's upside. Mutalash kaysan b'mayit, ukesavar tabitza ave k'mayizroim sheshosu lifnei hamayit, the hainu shame tarbitza, that's the taich tarbitza, she bitzuhu kaidem amoyit. So a field, which was, as yet, they didn't plant anything in the field. They're not going to plant after halamoyit. But since this field was watered already before, if it will not be watered again, there will be a pseide. So memele, so omar avine shmamino, so shmamino that from the din of not from Sadegorit, from zroim sheshosu lifnei hamoyed mutalash kaisem b'moyed. I hold like a blaze ben Yaakov. They were only mate b'mokim pseide, but you see that if it was shosu kaidem hamoyed, if you won't be mashke in chalamoyed, it'll be a pseide. So memele here, it also will be a pseide. And now, not the Gemara is bringing a raya, the way Rashi learns Pshat. So the Gorid is a Hemshech, is a raya to Ravina's Pshat. And then we hear to say, according to Rashi, that he's passing like the Chachamim. Umakshina nalo. No, so the Gemara is Sakasha. So the Gorid also. So the Gorid is also. My time, the afle mashvi loy chalfom. Mishum di mashki loy idno yavkir koidem avo loy posit. Why is it so the Gorid also? So why? Because what is it accomplishing? That it's magdim the tvur. Avo loy posit. Tapitze nami mashke ho idne kodem aboke voloi posit. Vze hashite heileches the svirlon kabbalaza ben Yaakov kein perish Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns pshat, but it's very difficult to understand. But let's first see how the Rabbeinu Chananel learns pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel learns pshat that the Gemara slugs him up. But he's saying, you're saying it's permissible because Pemokim said it's muta. So he says, Asadik Gorid is also. Why is Asadik Gorid also? Because there's no Pseide. The only accomplishment will be that the Afla Mashvele Chalfa, he says, that's going to be the same thing over here. When you're going to be Mashke, a Sode, Bull, a sodah that wasn't planted yet, you're going to be mashke in moyed, you're accomplishing the afla mashke lechalfa, but you're not matzla from a pseide. So it's very, very modne. I mean, lechere, it comes out, there's an agricultural machlekes over here. We're going with tanoim, and the shakel of Italia, that means Ravina held that there's a hefset. That means, according to Ravina's understanding of agriculture, that there'll be a hefsid. So that was nasafik by him. So he said, in b'mokim hefsid, they were matter to be mashke in chalamoy, because we learned at a sada that they were mashke before the moy, you're permitted to be mashke in the moy, because if not, there'll be a hefsid. So he brought a riot, that means he didn't bring a riot from his agricultural yiddies, that he knew. He brought a riot, who says they were matah b'mokim hefsid? So he said, just like over there, they were matah b'mokim hefsid, that they were mashke before, so here also. The sova tabitza abekim ha'yisroim sheshosof ne'amoy, dainu shem tabitza shabitzu, it's the same thing, it'll be the same hefsid. Then the Gemara asks, I have news for you, that there's no tzushtel, there won't be a hefsid. So memele, so, but is it different than a sodik gorid? A sodik gorid, when there's no hefsid, my timer. Why is a sodik gorid also? Because because it's there's no atzola from hefset. No, it's the afla mashvelei chalfe. Ochinami afla mashvelei chalfe. So I mean, it's very. I mean, the yisoida dava is not so the gorid or dust. The yisoida dava is this a hefset? This not a hefset. So I mean, lochayre the gemara should have been more specific. That's lochayre the yisoida machloikis. So it's not too clear.